Blog Talk Radio.
To the code. I am your hostess, Imaja Day. I have my co-hosts on the line, Medisa, Ron, and Dre. What's up, you good black people, this evening?
What it is?
Hey, happy Friday, good people. Happy good Friday, night. It is. I got my drink. Y'all got y'all drink? So let's get to the story. Disclaimer out there, we drink because we say inappropriate things. Because we are your inappropriate friends who give you sound, normal people advice along with alcohol. That's what we do. If you are new here and you want to talk to us, all you have to do is press the number one to come into the queue, and we will bring you on to have conversation with us. Tonight's conversation is going to be interesting. The reason why it's going to be interesting, because we are talking about arranged marriages or marriages that have some type of beneficial arrangement to someone. Whether it may be good for the business or good for their image. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And we may step on some toes. It's okay. That's what we do around here. So, I know y'all probably wondering where I can't got this from, right?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm still
sleeping. I want to know.
Ron, wake up, Ron. Wake up.
What did he just say?
I was having a conversation with a friend, and they brought it to my attention that this is the reason that they were getting married, because of a pre-arranged business deal type situation. They're not getting married because they're in love. They're getting married because of a business deal. So we're talking, and I'm looking and thinking, like, yo, this has got to be the craziest thing I've ever heard in the longest time. Now, y'all know I hear crazy stuff all the time. But this happens to be just the most recent crazy stuff. And they have it all planned out, down to these are the amount of kids we're going to have. This is the the point in my career I want to be. This is the point in this career that I want to be. And I feel like you're going to help me get there, get to it, to get there. It's all planned out. It looks great on paper, but when you speak it out your mouth, it sounds crazy. So yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You watched El Chapo on Netflix?
Which one?
I did.
Which Netflix series am I watching? Because there's so many different.
El Chapo.
Oh, I haven't watched
it yet. Is that the one with Paul Narcos?
No.
Narcos is about Escobar.
Is it the one that says I met El Chapo?
Anyway. The reason I asked that is because the dude that was trying to run for president, he had one of those arrangements because he couldn't get to be president without being married. But it turns out he was also gay.
Damn.
So
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's a whole nother situation there. Oh, damn.
Right. So you have that whole dynamic of men marrying women so that you don't know that it's a man that like men.
I see.
So he married her because he needed her to be his beard.
He needed the front. Yeah, the front.
There you go, and here we are.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. So it's not that it doesn't happen. It's just that we may not know that it's happening.
Right. And I think that's probably really accurate when you think about it, because how many people really gonna come out and say it, you know?
I mean, I know I have to, because I've been asking the question to different people all week long, right? Because I kind of had to take a poll. So I asked one of my male friends, did he, you know, what would he do? And he says, well, my brother is in an arranged marriage. As long as I've known you, I've never known this about your brother. I know that he was married, but I didn't know there was an arranged marriage. It was that the mother of this woman wanted her daughter to come over to the United States. Well, she needed to get married in order to come over here. And they've been married for like 20 years at this point. And they have kids. And it's a legit marriage. Like, they're in it, but he still does whatever he wants to do. And she's like, I know he cheats on me, but, you know, what am I to do?
Wow. I've heard of having the pussy in check, but you ain't never had pussy in check when you could tell her, bitch, I will get you deported. Wow.
You know what? You are a slimy person if you're going to say that to
me. No, I'm saying.
Yeah, you know he ain't shit.
I'm just saying, that's a lot of power in your hand. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
My bad.
Loud and proud.
My bad. I thought I was thinking that. I thought that was inside. My bad.
No, nigga, that came all the way
out.
You did not use
your inside of your head, boys. You did not
use that. Not at all. Not one damn bit.
Oops. I'm sorry. As you were.
But if somebody came to y'all and said, if you got to get married, but I got to arrange the marriage for you, would you do it?
Wow.
Everybody's silent. Ain't that some shit? The silence said a whole lot.
Right? Well, I can't speak to
I'm a bad influence because I told my homeboy to do it, but he was scared.
All right, who's arranging this marriage for me?
Who's arranging it?
Huh?
Who's doing the arranging?
No, like, it's an arranged marriage,
In my homeboy situation, you know what I'm saying, he's standing in the shelter and everything right now. And one of his homeboys came up to him and was like, we got this restaurant down here called Paradise. It's a Jamaican spot, right? And they just moved to across town and shit. But they were still staying down the road where we stayed at. And the lady is from Jamaica, and her daughter wanted to come here. But she had to get married and get a visa and all this other big bunch of crap. And so my homeboy told him to do it. And they were going to give him, I think they were going to give him like $5,000 or some shit.
That ain't enough.
And yeah, and that's why he didn't do it. And he was like, no, man, I'm not doing anything. Because if I can talk, man, it's staying time. I was like, yeah, that's staying time. And then I was like, well, shit, you got to look at it. Your situation you in now, you know what I'm saying? You walk around town, you know what I'm saying? You're in a fucked up situation. And lo and behold, he didn't go through it.
But would you do it for yourself?
Oh, if it was more money involved, I probably would. It'd be that. They're paying me some big shit. And then if I'm getting, like, some big shit and I'm getting, like, a top spot somewhere, and I know it's going to benefit me, and then on top of that, she already done decided that, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to be together long, and she ain't going to take none of my shit, and this, and she got to plot it out, right? I'll probably do it.
All right, so we have one person who will do it. Medisa?
Nah, I wouldn't. Nah.
Okay.
Nope.
Ronald?
No.
I mean, the short answer is yeah, I would do it. I mean, the fuck? Ain't like I choose the best motherfuckers in the world.
And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't love. Shit. Like, she don't love you. She don't love us. And y'all ain't got to be together nothing but about a year.
No. It's not for a year. It's forever. There's no such thing as
forever?
Divorce in it.
Forever.
It's forever.
Oh, no. It's forever. Hell no. Nope. I can't do it forever.
Why not? They're taking these marriage vows, and that is till death do us part. We've talked about vows before on this show. We've talked about it.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about money and power with this shit, though. That's totally different.
Fuck you, man. You ain't sucking my dick. I'm calling immigration in the morning.
I'm immigration on your motherfucking
I can't.
Oh,
I cannot.
Oh, I can't put it in your butt. I can't put it in your butt. Immigration. You better get in there and make that motherfucker sandwich. Oh, you talk immigrant. God damn
it. That's so petty. That's so petty. That was too much. Oh, God.
Oh, you ain't washing the dishes? Keep going. I dialed this goddamn number so fast.
Why do you sound like Ike Turner?
He sure did, didn't he?
Like y'all wouldn't be doing the same damn thing. I'm a decent there. You better get over here and eat this cookie. Immigration.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Right, that's what Medisa, all right. Jerk. Why your hand ain't always
jerk.
On my booty? Immigration.
I can't.
Immigration.
That is.
Hug me in public. Hug me in public.
Y'all stupid.
Immigration.
Put
dumb.
Your hand in my back
dumb.
Pocket. And keep it there.
Dumb.
And keep it there. You better kiss me. She'll do the tight lip mama damn talk. You better kiss me, motherfucker. I call them aggression on your motherfucking ass. Kiss me, motherfucker.
I cannot. I cannot.
Girl, breathe my edges, little narrow.
Y'all need to stop it.
I know that Taylor would, because Taylor, she's petty as hell. I know she would do it. Even though she ain't on this damn show, I know she would do some more petty shit like that. Rub my feet. Immigration. You can rub my feet. Immigration.
She's not here to defend herself.
Wait, all right. Let me summon her spirit. Raising my hand. So y'all just gonna let that pass by. Nobody knows.
All right.
So y'all just gonna let that pass by? Y'all not gonna see them how Drake just said he wanna stick them to her butt? Drake, do you wanna stick them to
me? I can't. Oh my goodness gracious.
That was her. I was all right.
Oh my God. That was not perfect. I don't know what it is.
I would not. Okay, answer my own question. I wouldn't participate in arranged marriages. For I want to get married because I want to love and all that jazz. So no,
see,
I wouldn't.
But see, okay. Now, no, I'm saying it's time to get silly. It's just a wee lesson. So now, marriage ain't never been about no motherfucking love. Marriage has always been a business deal. You know what I'm saying? All that Cinderella shit, that sound real good. But from the beginning of time, marriage was, you need, I have, let's trade. Commodity, child. Okay? So it was a, my family has, you know what I'm saying, this cattle game on lock. Your family has this agriculture game on lock. Boom. Your son and my daughter married. Now our grandchildren got both on lock. Okay? That was originally, you know what I'm saying, how marriage was started. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, people get together. They have a child. They continue down in life, whatever. That being said, when you live in a culture that dictates or subscribes to marriages like that, then you have the family choosing also. So the family chooses, all right, we need one of your daughters and we need one of my sons, but they look and they say, well, this child has this demeanor. This child has that demeanor. Those demeanors will fit together. These people got 40, 50, 60 years on you. They've seen you since you was a child. They know how you act. Mm-hmm. They know, you know what I'm saying? So if you're in a culture that does that, these things work, and they work, you know what I'm saying, brilliantly. But since we in this culture, and it's all fucking backwards, we looking at marriage as something that is not for the most part, and we getting married for the wrong reasons to the wrong fucking people. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
It seems like it works more than it doesn't. But it has to be part of your whole culture. You just can't take that part out of their culture, put it in this one, and think it's going to work. You know what I mean? It got to be a whole, all or nothing. But anyway, that's that. Just to not shit on, you know what I'm saying, arranged marriages. It ain't got to be for no fucking, no year. This nigga trying to get married every year for a fucking $5,000 every year. It ain't your fucking income tax, nigga. That's a fucking felony.
Yeah.
And again, could be.
Why not marry? It's not making a transaction or a business deal. Why can't people just get married for the love, Ron?
Right.
It's not that they can't, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that's not where it came from. You know what I'm saying? You can. You can absolutely can get married for love, for, you know what I'm saying, feelings and emotions and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? how long does that go fucking last? You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it funky.
Forever.
All right, anyway, I'm not having this conversation with your fucking lovey-dovey ass. Get the fuck out of here, man. Bullshit.
Oh, shit, I am.
It is forever. Forever and ever. And even into the next lifetime, I'm going to follow him into that shit. And I'm going to terrorize him then, too.
Okay.
Say a lot of funny bitches in the back, friend. Say a lot of funny bitches in the back, friend.
So now, then let me ask you this. A few shows ago, we was talking about old boy who was married to his wife but still had his girl. And some people was upset that this man who said he would stay married until death do them part was still married to this woman, still caring for this woman, but happened to have a girlfriend on the side. So if y'all such advocates of till death do us part, like we can't get divorced, then how does that fit with, you know what I'm saying? How does this
suit
those two
things? Nobody ever say nothing about nobody.
No, it's not nobody. It's specifically you, Medisa. You, Medisa, is the one that had the issue. You, I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, let me check you since you want to try to say something about what I said. Yes, the fuck
uh-oh,
I said
uh-oh.
What I said, okay? And I will stand by what the fuck I said.
Uh-oh.
That's a totally different situation.
Wait a minute, calm
so
down.
That's like comparing
my ring with my bell. Ring, ding, 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 get to your corners.
No, because he be trying to come for me, and I've been drinking today, and I ain't here for the shit now.
Oh,
now.
Lord, she been drinking
now,
again.
Here,
she been drinking again.
Yeah, listen here, Ron.
That damn Hennessy.
She been drinking.
I've been drinking.
Okay. Go for it. Say what you got to say to Ron.
Okay, Ron, so anywho, yes, I said what I said, and like I told you before, I never said that I was judging that man. All I said was, my preference is I'm going to stick with it, okay? That's totally different than what that situation is, you know what I mean? Two totally different things, apples to motherfucking oranges. So don't even try to come for me and say this, that, and the other. We're talking about two separate things, okay? You got that? You get it? You got it? Good.
Ooh. Actually, I didn't know what the fuck you was talking about. you was saying the same shit, and I was confused. And I didn't know if you meant this what I said or that what you said, or when you said what you said, what you didn't say. But you didn't know what the fuck you said or what you didn't say. So I don't know what you're talking about. All
Ron,
I know is
ass.
You.
Kiss my entire ass. Kiss my entire black ass, okay? My entire black ass, okay? Okay. Moving on.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, boyfriend.
You know what? I'm not even going to express my observation. But. Because y'all observe, it's a little different now, ain't it? Y'all observe?
Huh?
Y'all observing that she's a little different now? That man must be gone, huh?
That man ain't gone nowhere.
Shit.
That man ain't gone nowhere.
Shit.
That man ain't gone nowhere.
She said this motherfucker is on the leash.
Look, said it with her chest, too. That man ain't gone nowhere. That man ain't gone nowhere.
Fuck a job, nigga. You got pussy.
he got a new job. Let's put it like that. He got a new job.
He has a new job.
I got a new attitude.
Oh God, I cannot. Okay, we're gonna sidebar that. We're gonna put that to the side, and we will talk about that later.
Oh, will we? Oh, okay.
Cause, yeah, and you see, I'm speechless.
Speechless, and they don't have to know. We'll talk about this. I had
Yeah,
I'm gonna drink my drink. I don't want to talk about this right now. I want to talk about this movie. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. I appreciate you. Because that was in my spirit. It was in my spirit.
I got you. I got you. You already know.
That was heavy. So if let's say the parents of said person approach you and say, hey, I want to give you six figures to marry my wife or marry my daughter, right? The stipulation of it is that you all cannot get divorced. Maximum kids is three. And all we ask you to do is to take care of her and make her happy. Would you do it?
Nigga, all right. See, first off, when you started off, I said, I ain't even listening to you. Reason I said that, when you said, yeah, I wasn't even listening to you. But this is the reason I said that. The reason I said that, you said somebody's parents come up to you. I'm like, nigga, I'm fucking grown. I wish somebody's parents would come up to me talking about marrying my daughter. If you don't get your fucking ugly, ain't been married yet, daughter out of here, is what I would think to myself. So I stopped listening to you. But then you said $100,000, and I started listening again, right? So when you got to that point, I was like, okay, wait, what did I miss? She said $100,000, so I stopped filling in the blanks. Then you turned me off again, and you're talking about you can't get fucking divorced. All right, this is too many fucking stipulations. Fuck you, take your daughter and the horse you rode in on, and get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Think people use people in this manner for personal gain?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely. It's, especially if it's a person that's business, not necessarily, well, yeah, kind of like business savvy who is super, super duper hungry, you know.
Anna Nicole Smith.
To making that. I'm sorry?
Anna Nicole Smith.
What? Yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, so I'm going to make this work for me. You know what I mean? Yeah, you give me this amount of money to marry this person. But at the same time, you know, you telling me all I got to do is stay married to him. Well, they 99 and a half fucking years old and got congestive heart failure and all kind of bullshit. So they might be out of here in 6 months. And they worth $2.5 million. And I'm the spouse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to hang right in there. They stay married to this person and do what I'm doing, make my money, put that money away, get rich off of what I got, and then they don't. So, yeah, people are always looking for a way.
You don't sound like you thought about this. What's going on?
No, nothing's going on. No, nothing's going on. Nothing's going on, but the mindset of people is that money is one of those things that either you have to value it and say that, okay, it is worth what it is, or you worship it. It's no in between. People who worship money, they don't give a fuck about what they got to do to make no money. And that's just the truth of the matter. But people who know money, okay, it's great to have money, but money can't make you or break you. It can't make you happy in the end. You know what I'm saying? It might buy a lot of bullshit, right? But eventually, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be happy. People ain't happy. It's people killing themselves. It's billionaires. They ain't happy. This shit don't make you happy. But people who feel like it does will do anything to obtain it. And unfortunately, they are the ones that find themselves in situations where they're jumping off motherfucking bridges because money didn't do it. So, this is my little 2 cents.
That's like 45 cents, baby.
Shut your ass up, Ron. Hush it.
You know what I realized, though, too? Is that...
What's that?
We look at it different if it's male or female. You know what I'm saying? If a female lives younger, marry an older dude, we look at it one way. But if a younger dude marry an older woman, oh, they getting all hell.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that. There's a double standard for a lot of this shit.
Well, I'm not doing none of that. My little bear cat self is not going to do that. My boyfriend's the same age as me. You same age. Yeah. You're not doing none of that.
Okay. All right.
So
let's ask this question then.
Mm-hmm.
In an arranged marriage, does anybody have the ability to pull out and say, no, I'm not accepting this? Or those kinds of arranged marriages? Is that possible?
I know back in the day, long time ago, you couldn't pull out of it. It was what it was. Like, if you were the princess of Spain and you were to marry the prince of wherever, you couldn't pull out of it. Like, even though you may have loved, you were in love with another man, you couldn't marry that man because family had already given you to another family. So I would think you wouldn't be able to. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a product of an arranged marriage. That shit ain't happening for me. I would like to decline that with a super hell no.
Okay. So feel me. This dude just
that
got
man
a
is
thing
excited.
To you. He got a
He's
thing
what?
To you. He just loves
okay.
him some you. All right?
Why?
Tell you.
How come?
I want to marry you. I want you to be my wife. I will give you an allowance. And you can have whatever, boyfriend you want on the side.
Why?
So
this?
Now, what you think?
What is this all about? Why? What? I mean, why you allow me to have a boyfriend on the side? Are you gonna have a girlfriend on the side?
That's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a question that I'm going to ask. My question is important to me.
Maybe. Let's go with yes. I am. Let's go with yes.
Well, all right. As long as she know her lane and we ain't got no problem. And you going to take care of me?
You taking care of.
Forever.
I mean, until I die, and then at that point,
No. Even after death, are you going to continue to take care of me? Because now I've grown accustomed to said lifestyle. So you're still going to take care of me in your afterlife.
Now, sidebar, I fucks with you. You know you my girl. But that tone you just used, that shit right there. No. Whoa. That shit right there was real adversarial. That touched the nerve. I was like, wait a minute, who's he talking to? All right.
Oh, God, no. No. Uh-uh.
See, that's that shit again. Yo, Dre, how you do that shit, Dre?
I don't know.
Like that tone, you know the tone I'm talking about, right, Dre?
Which one? The what are you talking about?
The one where she, is like the sound of her voice is like her looking down on you and calling you stupid at the same time. That
tone.
Oh,
God. Yeah, the one. Yeah.
I know you fucking man.
That one and then what the other one? The glasses. Oh, God. Yeah, she did that look to me twice today when we were talking.
See what I'm saying? All right. All right.
Look, as I just looked over my glasses, you will take care of me forever.
Okay.
It's
you're taking care of forever. In the will. So when I leave, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I have is split equally amongst my heirs. Or split as I put.
Wait a minute. You better not ask. Okay, so I can I add stipulations to the marriage guidelines since it's so arranged?
Sure. Let's play that game. Go ahead. Add your rules.
Okay,
let's play that game.
So if you are, okay, so if you get to have a girlfriend and I get to have a boyfriend, we cannot bring extra kids with them into our marriage. We can only have kids together.
Listen. Fuck this. You don't know what the fuck I said. We ain't doing all this back and forth. Oh, this fucking jibber jabber.
That's not right.
Listen,
no,
woman.
No.
Woman, I'm fucking taking care of you. You ain't gonna be adding no motherfucking stipulations.
That's not it's out of respect. All I'm asking you is that if you're gonna go out here and have another whole ass girlfriend, don't bring me no extra kids. Don't. She just going to have to deal with the fact she ain't going to have no kids with you.
I will bring you what the fuck I choose to bring you.
If you break up the arrangement, I get everything.
Y'all stupid?
If you break up the arrangement, I get everything. And it will go the same way. If I got pregnant by my boyfriend, then I messed up the arrangement.
Shit. Who the fuck up? Who the fuck? Nigga just liked you and was smitten with you and wanted you to be his wife. Now you want to be this motherfucker's overseer. Get the fuck out of here. You know what? The pussy ain't that good. It can't be, won't be, no, can't do it.
If we're going to be arranged, we're going to sit down and we're going to hash these things out.
Then that ain't no arrangement, nigga. That's regular.
No, that's not. You're not. If we just regularly married and I married you because you are my, you know, boyfriend, now my fiance and the love of my life, you can't have a girlfriend on the side. I'm the last thing you're going to sleep with.
You are lying.
What? How am I lying?
Why are you smiling? I can hear you smiling through the motherfucking phone.
I'm really not. What are you talking about, Willis?
What I'm talking about is this. I'm not talking about nothing.
Exactly. You ain't saying nothing. You're just talking to blowing hot air.
We'll talk in the office.
I don't want you talking to me in the office. When you walk past my desk, just walk past. Don't stop. Don't say, hey, you ain't even got to speak first thing in the morning. Just keep your ass walking. Don't walk past my desk. You walk past my desk, I'm going to trip you. And I guarantee it.
No doubt. My apologies.
Okay, so I asked a question on the Facebook page. I asked, would you participate in an arranged marriage?
these are some of the answers that people came up with. Let me go find it. Okay. Shane said, nope. Wendy says, yeah, probably would last too, because you're not marrying for love. I mean, I get that you can grow to care about them and fight through the BS, but it's not for love. Vanessa says, no, unless me refusing would cause harm to my family. Brian Staples says, what is the fiscal situation of said arranged partner? Dwight said, do she got money? And emoji eyeballs. Dwight said, that would take away my right to choose. No, I'm good. Says, what she look like and how much money does she have? And Claxton said, no. So, it looks like a lot of people are worried about how much money that person makes. Does that matter?
The motherfuckers looking for a come up.
Everybody's always looking for a come up.
Yep, I agree with that.
What?
I don't know. I mean, wonder if it's just like the situation, let's say it was a situation that he was from overseas and he's like, what if it's like a coming to America situation? And you find out she is a princess or he is a prince. What would you do?
What he's saying, so a princess is over here from fucking Wakanda and full of love with me and say, well, I go back to her country and be the fucking prince? Is that what you're asking me? Nigga, you know the answer to that shit. I'm fucking white nigga. What I need? My visa? I need a shot. What the fuck I need? I'm out. Let's go.
He's out of here. Ron's gone.
I'm a prince. Nigga, I'm a prince. Come on, man.
Are y'all gone too?
Yeah, I agree. I'm out.
You feel me?
Damn.
I'm out.
I'm
gone.
I got money.
Money with my face on it. I'm out.
Yeah. And then when I come back in, all I want you to do, best friend, when you see me and say, I can't believe it. And I just want you to brag. Just brag about everybody. See, when you be talking to everybody, you're like, y'all, my best friend, when I tell you he got his own money, the man got his own money.
Right. Money.
And then all the hating bitches gonna be like, why she always gotta get the good ones? Goddamn right.
Then I thought the boy,
I'm gonna come back up here. We're gonna be a Lord. Yes, we're gonna be a Lord.
This thing
got it all planned out.
You know them marriage, you know them princes and prince. No, no motherfuckers gonna stay married for long.
You right?
No, they're gonna stay married forever.
Nah, them motherfuckers don't stay mad long, man. Some of them motherfuckers, they get bored quick. Look at them. Look what happened to fucking your girl, Diamond, Lisa Ray. That motherfucker was living the life of luxury on them damn islands. That motherfucker seen Roxy and said, fuck you, bitch. I want Roxy. 106 apart.
Oh, damn.
That motherfucker said, I want 106 apart. Fuck this shit. I'm out of here.
Uh-huh.
Where she at now? Back in L.A. on the block with her sister, the brat.
She's stupid.
On the block with her sister, the brat.
I'm just saying. So when I come back this year, we're gonna have a couple of restaurants. We're gonna get some. We're gonna get some jeeps. Yeah, we're gonna get large. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna get that bitch everything she got. I'm gonna say that bitch nutter than me, and I'm pregnant.
Oh God!
And what Eddie Murphy said, hey.
Just go to sleep.
But this is gonna do the same thing. She gonna get a girl back and mad. Puts the two toes. And then she'll divorce that nigga and then tell all the box wine she wants.
You stupid.
All the box wine.
And then she'll be sitting over there drinking box wine. Shut your ass up, Drake. Instead of laughing like Dr. Eve, she's going to be laughing like Betty Rubble.
But you know, Dre, now instead of white people, she will be drinking my own box wine.
I have white. She don't have her own box wine. With a face on it.
Y'all crazy. Where did the year come from? Y'all crazy. Where did the year come from? Why ain't that the year before? Huh? Oh, she added a year to the end of the box one. Like, where the fuck did the year come from?
I changed it up.
You know,
it's my own jingle.
Okay, I get it.
So
my bad.
You just gotta make it a little fancier.
Oh,
yeah.
Stupid.
I'm still not gonna do it.
This half won't come up for shit, y'all. This old faithful halo over the head having it itself. Damn. Put the damn halo off and put that damn devil horns on one time in your life. Jesus, get this money. Shit.
He said put the devil horns on one time in your life. You stupid.
Always walk around with that crooked ass halo on. The light dimming on.
Don't be a hater all your life, Greg. Don't be a hater all your life.
Oh, damn.
He has to, you know what? If he said, because I wouldn't want to leave the United States and go live over there. Oh, if one of the people be like, you know what, since you don't want to come over here, I'll come to you and you can still have everything that you want. I might do that.
Oh, you too good to go back to the motherland? That's what you're saying? you don't want to be over there with the mosquitoes and the lions and the bears and shit?
He's saying you're too good to go back to the motherland.
You said your hair gonna get moisturized.
Moisturized.
Stupid.
We're going
your ass back to Africa. We're going to the motherland.
She's going to go to Africa.
What you talking about?
So we're going to transition. We're going to talk about now what this news has been doing today.
Girl, this news, week. Honey. It's
just... Woo. So we got the that conversation out the way about the arrangements. Let's talk about the news of this week. Where do we even want to start? Hell, do we even start in today? Because too much has happened in just this one day.
Okay. Sure.
Well, I don't know. I know what's going on. What happened today? What happened today? What's new?
Well, R. Kelly turned himself in.
Got 10 counts. The and I know 10 team. Counts of aggravated, what was it, sexual assault or?
Mm-hmm.
What was the charge?
Who turned himself in?
R. Kelly.
That nigga. About motherfucking time. Thank you.
But you know what? They somebody turned somebody. So that one guy, that one attorney dude, had turned in that tape. And I guess from what I hear, they found more tape. This nigga been having like a storehouse of VHS tapes of him doing the shit that he's doing. And then the one tape they turned in, he was clearly on the tape talking about the girl, talking about 14-year-old pussy and.
So that was one thing that happened today. What was the second thing that happened today?
Robert Kraft is busted in a prostitution ring.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Pitts, Patriots football team.
Owner.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that was at the Super Bowl and All-Star game wearing Meek Mill's chain, trying to be cool. Then he was the one that was in the strip club with Puck and all of them down at the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of strange. Like, they busted him today for that shit, but you know Super Bowl weekend – in Atlanta, it was a big bust down there for prostitution and too. They were trafficking them. They were bringing them in, and they got a bunch of people got busted. So and then they was in the Super Bowl, so you know they kind of makes you wonder if he had anything to do.
Man, that shit. Ugh.
And then I hate to be a jerk. And I guess I don't hate to be a jerk because I do it so often. But my thing is this. Who traffics in dicks? I ain't heard of no dick traffickers.
So here we go.
Hey, yo, I was thinking the same shit earlier when that friend was telling me about it this morning. It's like about 11:30, 12 o'clock, we were talking about it. I was thinking the same shit, but I kept it to myself. Why we don't have no damn dick trafficking? Like,
I know some
bitches out there be trafficking big money, just trafficking dick somewhere. They doing something on the low. Dangling.
And are y'all hiring for traffickers?
I can't. I'm not about to hire you right now.
I'm just looking for other sources of income. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know.
This fool said I'm looking for other sources. I'm done. I'm clocking out. I'm leaving early
tomorrow. I'm taking sick time.
So what's everybody sipping on? What y'all sipping on?
I ain't sipping on nothing right now because I killed my drink. I'm feeling good.
I had a strawberry daiquiri that I made.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy, it's awesome.
I was sipping on a little bit of Bud Light Platinum, drinking beer, a little beer, you know.
This nigga is real. Yeah, you see what happened when motherfuckers get additions to the lease? You know what I'm saying? Adding to the mortgage.
No. Stop it. Don't do that. No. Don't do that. I switch it up every once in a while. Because I be drinking all that damn wine. It's too sweet. And, you know, I'm not trying to gain 20 of the 36 and a half pounds that I have lost. So, you know, I drink a little beer, a little light beer every once in a while. You know.
Okay, all right.
So, but you ain't got to believe me. I don't care.
No, I got you. I believe you. I believe you totally. Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Now. Play nice.
So you was going to talk about old boy from Empire?
Oh, yeah, that little, his ass. Woo. Justice. Poor child. First of all, you stupid as hell. Because how you gonna hire two people that work with you to do some bullshit like that? And then your dumb ass, you don't have enough sense to pay them in cash. You pay them in motherfucking in a personal check, and then say that the reason you were doing it is because you wanted sympathy, because you wanted to get a better salary on the show. Well, guess what? You just got canceled from the show, bastard. So how'd that work out for you? And then he came back and said that he's got a drug problem. Oh, so now you're going to be real? You're going to make your character real? So you got a drug problem in real life now? Okay, yeah. Stupid ass. He deserved to get caught, too. Just dumb. Like, just threw your whole career down the drain. Now you ain't going to be on Empire no more. You know what I'm saying?
What a shame. Nice, you know, it's not fucking. Yeah. Well.
That's funny.
Yeah. But anyway, he's a lie.
So what else happened?
I believe we have a call.
Okay, wait. We never fleshed out that whole Bob Kraft thing. So this dude was arrested for solicitation.
Mm-hmm.
Two counts. And, like, they said that it was, I think, 60 days is the maximum sentence. So he could get 120 days, I guess, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you... I don't know how everybody feels about
that. But isn't it like a ring? Isn't it tied? Isn't the women that he got caught up with, aren't they tied to like a ring of like traffickers and shit? So can he get more time because of that?
See, I don't know about that part because they said they got him on camera. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking it was, see, solicitation to me, you know what I'm saying, is asking. That's not actually doing the deed. So I would think that if it was like a ring, they're not just out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't street walkers. You know what I mean? You got to call them.
No, but I think it was a more intricate network of things. It's bigger than just him soliciting. It was a whole big thing from what I
Okay. Probably, I don't know. I ain't get that part. But that makes sense being, you know what I'm saying, the level of, you know what I'm saying, citizen he is financially.
Right.
Yeah, billionaire. See, that's why when you're a billionaire like that, you know what I'm saying, you got to have, you know what I'm saying, a little job for one of these little project dots. Give her $42,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? And just go over there. I want to say 2-3 months and bang, 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 get it up and leave.
I can't.
Give her a little, I'm saying you have a little job, a little $42,000, you know what I'm saying? Dental. You know what I'm saying? Don't get no 401k.
I stupid.
Okay. So, as I stated before, I do believe you have a call. So call us, and so you have question number one, and you have brought in something to the queue. We're going to bring you online to have a conversation with us. Area code 706. I'm opening up your phone line. Welcome to the code.
What's happening? What's happening with y'all?
Hi. And your name, caller?
Oh, my name is Moby. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. So, y'all see, y'all just adding on news today. So, I got some news. How can America just fuck up the greatest place to come live, which is Denver, Colorado, because we have legal marijuana? I get ounces for $32.50 with a receipt of medical. Great place to live. But then these motherfuckers had to fuck it up and put our chapo right down the fucking street from my house.
Well, we knew he would probably come in because that's where one of the supermaxes is, right?
Yes, and it's in Colorado, and people are in the uproar because this is, if you ever been to Colorado, black people don't run Colorado, white people don't, Spanish people do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
That's how I feel about that right now. I'm really scared for my life right now. I don't know what's going to happen. I stay around at least 20 Mexicans right now. I don't know what to do. I don't know what
to do. Now I feel you, bro.
You better make friends. You like, we keep Mexican homies around here. Make friends.
Now, I don't want nothing to happen to you. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure you're safe. You know what I'm saying? That's stressful to have a high-profile person down the block. But, did you say $32 an ounce, nigga?
Oh, yeah, my nigga, yeah. $32.50 with that receipt. Like, I can write it off of my taxes. It's really cool.
Oh, shit. I'm going to move to Colorado.
You're going to make these people move.
Yeah.
I'm going to move. And medical, they got medical in Arizona, but Isn't it legal all the way around, not just medical? It's recreational in Colorado too, huh?
Yeah, it's legal all the way around. Yo, you need his ID to go in and buy you some marijuana.
Man, listen.
Yeah. And I was getting paid.
Legalize the shit all the way around. Let's just legalize it every fucking where. Just be done with it.
Are you going to hear something funny? I was getting paid $18 an hour. All I was doing was checking IDs at dispensaries. That's it. It was fucking great.
Wow.
I love it here. Yeah, it's a great place. But, yeah, so that's my add-on for today for things that happen.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. You can continue to listen to the show. If you want to come back into the line, just press the number one again, and we will bring you back on.
All righty, beautiful. That'll be safe.
All right, partner, good looking.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting to learn. But y'all know I watch stuff about prisons, mm-hmm. right? That's how I knew the Supermax was in Colorado. Yeah. Yeah, that's why they send all the really bad ones out there.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't doubt nothing you say, Dimash. You know, like I said, I fuck with you. But he had got off the phone and you started that sentence like you was trying to defend yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you was trying to throw us off the scent or something. Like, you sure you ain't served time in the Superman?
I have never been to nobody's jail. First of all, I am too cute to be Bertha's bitch. I'm sorry. No, I'm cute and shit. No, like, I watch all types of documentaries. And I used to definitely watch the ones about the Supermax and the maximum prisons that they have. And the Supermax is literally, you know, the 23 hours in a cell, 1 hour outside, and they are not outside with other people. They are in this cage that they're in outside. Where they send all the, like I said, all the bad ones. People who, the guy who had the shoe bomb, he's out there. All the mafia bosses that they don't want you to know that's out there are out there. That's the real feds right there. That bullshit they talking about, I got to do federal time. If you ain't going to Colorado, guess what? You ain't doing. You ain't club, man.
Okay,
it's
you at the golf course. You at the golf course. You ain't.
Yeah. So.
Over there next to Martha Stewart. Where she used to stay.
But the thing is,
that's
like,
it, right?
So
that's real.
I don't know if y'all follow the El Chapo case, because I did. Yo, his mistress snitched so bad on him.
Oh, yeah, she did, didn't she?
She snitched so bad. Y'all might want to think about having mistresses and stuff.
Y'all better make sure they're going to ride.
Listen, first of all, you don't tell a mistress shit. Only thing she need to ride is this dick.
Oh God,
why did I know your dumb butt was gonna say that? Why are you retarded?
He came in pretty too hard.
Ron, your mistress gonna snitch on you.
Hard.
She ain't gonna know nothing to snitch on. I don't tell her nothing. You tell a wife something.
That's why you have two, three wives. Oh, damn, I said that out loud? Hold on, where are we going again?
Yo, that's the second time you done said some stuff out loud that you meant to say inside your head and your in your side
you,
your head.
No, he can't help himself. He can't help himself at all.
I'm sorry.
You know, Ron is that person that we gonna always be apologizing for because he just don't know how to act. He just can't do it.
I'm not apologizing for him. I am not apologizing for him. Not my problem, not my issue.
Sorry about him. Can't take his ass nowhere. Oh, we can't take him nowhere.
I'm not about to apologize for him.
He might not, Amaz. You can't apologize. It's just words.
I'm not apologizing for you because I've known you long enough to know, guess what? You meant it.
And I'm going to do it again. I killed him, and he deserved to die.
I can't.
He gonna be in the soup. Got the nerve to ask me if I've ever been to the Super Mix, and he need to be in the Super Mix.
Okay.
Enough of the bullshit.
I'm not going to the Super Mix. I'm not. And I bet you, I wonder if they can get mail. I bet you there's some woman out here dying to be the next one.
Oh, you already know.
Dying.
Yeah.
All right.
Dying.
Did you see the Ted Bundy story on Netflix?
Yes. Which one?
Yo,
about
you see how that dude got the chick to marry him after he got convicted?
Yes.
Gangster.
Ted Bundy was a smooth-talking simpleton. He was a smooth-talker. He was, what they say, he was charming and handsome. And that's how a lot of them women got caught up in it. So y'all just going to let this man talk y'all to death, literally.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It ain't like they don't see. That's why we talking about history, because you know what I'm saying, shit come in cycles. So Ted Bundy was what, in the late 70s, early 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then remember a few years ago, they had that dude with the pretty eyes that all the chicks was falling in love with, the felon dude.
Are you talking about Jeremy, the one that's now a model or whatever?
The one that got, you know what I'm saying, engaged to a heiress to a million, multi-million
mm-hmm.
dollar company. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga. You know what I mean? So it's still happening. You know what I'm saying? Females are seeing dudes and falling head over heels in love with them. And that's an arranged marriage right there, like a motherfucker, if you ask me.
Are you talking about the heiress and Jeremy?
Yeah. I mean, he ain't got shit. Nigga got a parole officer and a curfew.
Oh, God, if I wasn't already laying down, I would have probably laid down and passed out. Because, dude, are you serious right now? He said he ain't got nothing at all and a parole officer. He's a model or something now, so he has a little piece of change to his little name.
Oh, yeah, that boy, him.
This chick is worth millions, and she fucking, know what I'm saying, fucking with this.
A con bitch. A con bitch.
I mean, it ain't about a con
bitch.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being a convict, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You got to do it best of time.
You said that.
That's a deal breaker for me.
No, it shouldn't be a deal breaker for you.
Why not?
They are very honorable things that you can go to jail for.
Ron, I know you're going to explain this to me.
I'm 15. My youngest sister is 12.
some dude, you know what I'm saying, does A, B, and C to her, I go get mommy's gun and shoot him. I go to jail. I got a felony on my record, so they charge me as an adult. Honorable.
Okay.
Do I have to continue?
Okay. All right. But guess what? It's a deal breaker for me. I'm gonna decline.
This nigga.
I'm glad that you were there to protect your sister. Awesome. But I will not be pursuing a relationship with you.
So you wouldn't have married Martin Luther King?
Again, I would like to decline because you going to jail or spending time in jail is a deal breaker for me.
Okay, no, all right, I got you. I was just getting clarity, need a little clarity.
I don't care who you are or from whence you came. Guess what? And I ain't doing that shit. And don't you
so
try
the first
to
time he go to jail?
Let's say we meet before you do some dumb shit, right? The judge is gonna break us up. I'm just gonna go ahead and let you know that. The judge is gonna break us up. If he gives you more than a year, do not look for me to stay. The judge just broke us up.
Okay, Amash. All right. We going out, right?
Okay.
So we go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude that's drunk sees you and starts coming on to you. And not just coming on to you, but like hitting on you real aggressive. I see it. I come up. Me and old boy get into a tussle. For whatever reason, he gets hurt very, very bad. So I'm defending your honor. I go to jail. I get 30 months. We broke up.
I'll think about it. But I
nigga,
want you to know.
I swear
you
for God. No. I want you to know. You the fucking reason I'm offended fucking Clink for 30 fucking months. Nigga, you better put $1.75 a day away or some shit. You better have
okay.
some money for me when I fucking come home. You better nigga. Are you giving me ultimatums? Shit.
I asked you not to buy them.
Oh, she had.
I tried to hold you back.
You just want to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you talk about you ready to jump on somebody and punch somebody in the face and this, that, and the third, I find it hard to believe that this man is defending your honor and you telling him, no, don't do it. I find that hard to believe.
I'm not going to egg him on and be like, you should beat his ass. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to step in like, no, it's not that serious. You don't have to do it. Like, I'm good. We good. You ain't got to act the plum donkey fool. Because if you go to jail or something happened to you, yes, I'm going to feel bad. So I'm going to try my best to defuse the situation because it can be a lot worse.
Because I will find another boyfriend.
And if you go to jail, I just gonna let you know, probably for that 30 months, I'm going to have another boyfriend.
Now, when you come back, we back on again. But until
we
then.
We might be back together.
Don't get out early on good
go
time, nigga.
You better call first. Don't try to surprise me. I'm not the surprising type. I can't.
Be respectful. Give me at least 2 weeks. Like any normal job, you need at least 2 weeks' notice.
You know,
I gotta let this nigga know 2 weeks in advance.
2 weeks. Okay, I'll be here.
You silly.
Like, I'll be here. waiting on you, boo. What you want to eat?
What you want to eat?
What kind of snacks you want me to put on in the refrigerator? What you want me to do? But if you out here really like doing some really reckless dumb shit, not the protecting thing of me, I get that. But if you out here just being a dumbass,
right?
Then yeah, the court system broke us up. You doing that shit by yourself? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing. I didn't do it. You did it. How dare you think I am about to put my life to the side because you wanted to be somebody's dummy? You got me fucked up.
But yep. The dick is good. What about that?
You got me.
Dick is...
You got me fucked up if you think.
Okay.
If you think I'm about to sit here and wait for you, who is going to do that? No. Now, I kid y'all not, I witnessed a woman hold a man down for 12 years while he was in jail. 12 years now. 12. Count them bitches. And you know what he did when he got out? Married another woman.
Walked away. Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, listen, man.
See what?
I know females who have held dudes down for similar amounts of time. But they were wives. They weren't girlfriends. I'm on your side, Amash. I may talk shit. But nigga, that girlfriend shit don't last 10, 12 years. That shit don't work. It don't work like that. Don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? So, something like that, I don't get it. But married, see, you come home married. You know what I'm saying? You'll divorce me. All right, maybe you will. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you come home to your wife, you come home to your family. So, you don't hold a boyfriend down for 12 years. No. Mm-mm. You don't do that. Unless,
nope.
You know what I'm saying, he was, you know what I'm saying, doing something, defending your honor. You know what I'm saying? He broke up. He shot the dude that was trying to rape you. Something like that. Okay, then I'm with you.
Well, Medisa, what you doing?
What cartwheel at?
I'm here. I'm chilling.
All right.
Oh, Lord, here we go with this chilling shit again. Ron, you weren't here that night. Let me tell you what she did. She chilled us to death. She was like, I'm just chilling. I mean, it sounded like she was high as a motherfucking kite. I'm just chilling. She chilled us to death, Ron. We were so chilling, we had to go put on fuzzy socks and shit. We just chilled out.
No, we wouldn't.
Wait a minute.
Dre,
do you think she?
Dre, am I exactly
right? She...
No. He chilled us. And then it was like the way she was talking, man. He thought she was smoking some real good weed. She was like, I'm just chilling.
I'm just chilling.
I was like, what the fuck?
Iman, let me ask you this. Do you think she's multitasking?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I am a multitasker. I have multitasked before.
That's why I'm asking you.
So she and she probably sitting up there looking at us like, no, she don't. No, I don't. No, what she talking about? I don't be doing anything. The lie detector had to do that. That is a lie. That is a lie. You was over there multitasking, and you've been smoking weed. You've been drinking hard liquor.
Oh,
who are you? I don't recognize you anymore.
What? Papa, who this woman?
Oh, man.
I just don't recognize this person anymore. I mean, she sounds like she's sky high. I'm talking about Ron. Ron, she was so goddamn high. I don't know. I don't know what that is she smoking over there. It must be that love weed. I don't know.
That love weed.
That love weed. I don't know what that shit is. No, I don't want none of that. If it's going to make me feel like that, I do not want none of that.
Oh, shit. She said, got that love weed.
She got the love weed. Love weed.
Not the love weed. You are so y'all stupid.
And look, listen at her now. Listen at her.
What?
Trying to sound like anything in this.
You
are a lie.
No, I'm just.
A thug.
I'm really. You chilling?
Chilling. Multitasking.
Oh, my God.
And now that we know he ain't going nowhere and that he is here to stay. I want to know.
Oh, shit.
What the hell you do?
I
want to know what
about
this
list. We can talk about this later. I didn't do anything. I honestly didn't do anything. I didn't do anything but just be me. That's all. That's it.
And what does being me consist of?
All my magical deliciousness.
Like, I'm me every day.
But
my boyfriend ain't uprooted for me. I'm me every single day. Hell, I get me.
We'll talk about this another time, okay?
It's the silence. It's the silence.
Y'all are something else, lady. Y'all are something else.
It ain't no y'all to that. Ain't no y'all to that. Ain't no y'all. She's a singular person. She is a mess. So I need you to correct that, Roman.
I'm done.
She is something else. She, Medusa, Betty Rubble, Sarah No. Two Caps, Cartwheel Katie.
Et cetera.
Right. Because we're going to add more to it. This is interesting. Well, we have reached.
Like, God damn, she do got a whole bunch of fucking names, don't she?
Yeah,
ooh,
she got the most.
Y'all giving me them nicknames.
But if you weren't doing so much extra stuff, we wouldn't have to give you your nicknames. Like, golly.
Okay.
Ask yourself, what did I do to get these names?
Okay,
what
did I take
do?
Responsibility. You know, as an adult, you got to learn to take responsibility. So I take responsibility for my part in my name, me being named. Take that responsibility.
Wait a minute. Who the fuck is this woman that just talked? Who is that?
I don't know her.
Who is she?
You don't know her.
I never take responsibility. I do take responsibility. I ain't combative and stuff all the time.
Wow.
Papo. I love y'all too. Okay, so this concludes our Friday night edition of The Code. We will be back here next time, next week. Same time, same place. Different types of shenanigans and different conversations. I hope nobody loses their shit between now and next Friday. Because this Friday we had to digest so much. But we will see you all next week, same time, same place. During this time, be good to each other. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, and that's probably everything up under the sun. So, enjoy yourself and have a good weekend.
Good night, good people.
Good night. We're about to be the white woman.
Cue the white woman.
Cue the white woman.